Florida is the third largest state in the nation. By 2030, 4.5 million new residents will call Florida home. The Florida Chamber believes providing health care to those new residents will require proactive and innovative policies. Joining me to share his expert insight on the issues of telehealth and telemedicine is Nate Lachtman, partner and chair of Foley & Lardner's National Telemedicine and Digital Health Industry Team. Nate is recipient of the American Telemedicine Association's Champion Award, which recognizes an individual who has made significant contributions to advocate for telemedicine and digital health. Nate, thanks very much for joining me today. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Preston. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with this question. How can telehealth be used to improve access and quality of care for Floridians?
In short, telehealth brings the doctor to the patient. This results in better access to care, triaging low acuity care that can be handled virtually, and really opening up more time for the doctor to spend in person with those patients who need that level of content. We have a national physician shortage, and Florida is no exception. There are areas in our state that have been designated as healthcare professional shortage areas by the federal government. But rather than desperately trying to recruit physicians to move to these rural areas, particularly specialists that don't have the same type of volume of business to support that subspecialty in a rural area, we can use telemedicine to bring their medical expertise to those rural communities. But even outside of rural areas, telemedicine offers immediate access to patients who are busy on their own schedule. This helps people, whether in rural or urban areas, get better care. And a concrete example of that would be telestroke. People in urban areas get strokes too. And the concept of door-to-needle time is how long does it take from when the patient first shows up to the door of the hospital to when TPA is administered, which is the clot-busting drug. And minutes matter. They say time is brain in stroke care. And by utilizing telemedicine to have neurologists available remotely to immediately begin the assessment of a patient, I can significantly shorten that door-to-needle time from 2 hours to 20 or 30 minutes, which materially reduces the negative effects of having a stroke should you suffer from one.
Let's shift our focus to telemedicine for just a moment and the business of healthcare. You previously shared that there's kind of a blurring of geographies in the form of telemedicine crossing state lines, being available to more people in rural areas. Tell us a little bit more.
We're in a period of exciting transformation on how healthcare is consumed and delivered. The growth of e-commerce and smartphones has applied throughout various industries, including banking, shopping, and healthcare is no exception. It constitutes nearly 18% of our country's GDP, and we're really in a race to create offerings where patients can find doctors online and immediately get the care that they need. So no longer does healthcare need to be local or even regional. It can be anywhere. So that is an opportunity as well as a threat to Florida businesses. It's an opportunity because we can utilize this technology, reach new patient markets through efficient and low-cost types of technology. But it's a threat because the established traditional Florida providers could see their businesses cannibalized or eroded through competition from out-of-state hospitals or entrepreneurial medical startup groups. They can use telemedicine to treat patients with doctors and companies based out of the state of Florida. Yes, that's great because Floridians as patients get a benefit. But from an economic growth perspective, that money could end up outside of Florida. What I would prefer to see is a combo of the two. Some Florida-based businesses using technology to treat Floridians within Florida, as well as patients outside of the state, rather than heavy reliance on non-Floridian telemedicine businesses treating our patients.
Nate, let's take that a step further with regards to telemedicine then. What should Florida healthcare providers and entrepreneurs think of next?
Well, within the space, which is probably the most rapidly growing area within healthcare, I think they could focus on a few concrete differentiators. First, direct-to-consumer, right? Offering these services, make them online, very attractive, and immediately available for a telemedicine consult is probably the biggest growth area. In addition, using asynchronous technologies, where you can deliver it through a time shift the patient could complete and upload information, rather than having to schedule an audio-video consult with the doctor, which is really time-consuming and a lot more costly. In addition, these companies should focus on creating as good of a patient user experience as possible while still complying with standards of care. So you're going to see growth in the retail medicine place and what's known as direct primary care offerings, where patients can get comprehensive health care without insurance at competitive prices. The big advantage here is for the younger, healthier patients, people with high deductible health plans, people who are not on sort of a gold-plated PPO or an HMO model. So you can do it and you're for growth plays, and you can also do it to remain competitive from a defensive play. But if you are a healthcare business and you're not available to treat patients online, the question is, how long can you stay relevant in this marketplace? And I think the answer is not long.
Nate, thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. Now, to our listeners, visit floridachamber.com/healthcare for the latest news on healthcare industry issues. Once again, that's floridachamber.com/healthcare.